Good evening, everyone, and a warm welcome to our Q1 FY20 earnings conference call. Today, I am joined by Mr. Daljeet Singh, Managing Director, Mr. Sudhir Goyal, CFO, Mr. Sanjay Arora, Director of Operations, and Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relation Advisors. We have uploaded our updated result presentation on the exchanges, and I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through the same. As mandated from 1st April 2019, we have reported our quarterly financials on standalone as well as consolidated basis, which also includes financials of Sidwal, which we recently acquired on 2nd of May 2019. Acquisition update. As discussed in the previous communications, we have acquired Sidwal Refrigeration Industries Private Limited, which also includes the business of Sidwal Technologies and now is a subsidiary of Amber Enterprises since 2nd May 2019. Business integration with respect to the systems and processes have been successfully implemented, and we have identified synergies between Amber and Sidwal, which will bring cross-selling opportunities, operational efficiencies, and margin enhancement going forward. We see decent growth opportunities in Sidwal due to additional metros coming across the country and increase in the number of air-conditioned passenger coaches in railways over the years. Business update. We have been able to maintain our growth momentum and clocked a robust volume growth of 89% as compared to Q1 FY19. Our room AC volumes for the quarter stood at 10.4 lakhs units as compared to 5.5 lakhs in Q1 FY19. As highlighted earlier, we will endeavor to grow at a higher pace than the industry. The growth in the volumes was primarily due to addition of new customers, increase in wallet share in the existing customer and offering more products now, addition of new energy efficient models on a continuous basis, impact of increase in custom duty due to which we are seeing a shift to domestic procurement in place of imports, increased demand from online players which do not have manufacturing facilities, and now due to higher custom duty and logistical hassles, imports not being a viable option. I would also like to highlight that not only our room AC division, but also AC components and non-AC components division are gaining momentum and our penetration level with customers is increasing. We further expect this to grow after seeing the full year revenue from customers added in the last two quarters. I will now take you through the financial numbers. Let me take you through the standalone highlights first. The total standalone revenue of Q1 FY20 stood at 996 crores, up by 65% as against rupees 602 crores for the corresponding quarter last year. Revenue from AC grew by 83% from rupees 466 crores in Q1 FY19 to rupees 852 crores in Q1 FY20. Our operating EBITDA post the impact of Ind AS 116 for the quarter stood at rupees 93 crores as compared to rupees 60 crores in Q1 FY19, a growth of 54% on YOY basis. EBITDA margins for Q1 FY20 stood at 9.4%. Standalone PAT for Q1 FY20 stood at rupees 49 crores as compared to rupees 29 crores for Q1 FY19, a growth of 69% year-on-year basis. PAT margins for Q1 FY20 stood at 4.9% as compared to 4.8% for Q1 FY19, an increase of 10 bips. Our net debt as on 30th June 2019 for the standalone entity stands at rupees 270 crores. Working capital days is at 41 days. Moving on to the consolidated results. Our consolidated revenues include Sidwal as well as, but only for the month of May and June, since we acquired it on 2nd May 2019. Our revenue for Q1 FY20 on a consolidated basis grew by 75% from rupees 708 crores to rupees 1236 crores. Growth from Iljin and Ever has been significantly up as compared to last year with better margins in both these subsidiaries. Revenue breakup from the subsidiaries before the intercompany adjustments for Q1 FY20 stands as below. PICL contributed rupees 50 crores revenue, Iljin contributed rupees 91 crores, Ever contributes 81 crores, and Sidwal contributed 31 crores for 2 months. Operating EBITDA for Q1 FY20, as on consolidated basis, stood at rupees 116 crores as compared to 63 crores in Q1 FY19, a growth of 84% EBITDA. Margins stood at 9.4% for Q1 FY20 as compared to 8.9% in Q1 FY19, an increase of 50 bips YOY basis. With higher volumes and operating leverage play out, we were able to deliver higher margins. PAT for Q1 FY20 stood at rupees 64 crores as compared to rupees 26 crores in Q1 FY19, a growth of 146%. PAT margins on consolidated basis stood at 5.2% as compared to 3.7% for Q1 FY19, an increase of 150 bips. Our net debt on consolidated basis for 30th June 2019 stands at rupees 381 crores. Integration of Ilgin Electronics and Ever Electronics was successfully done in last year, and post additions of new customers in Q4 of last year and Q1 of this year, we will be able to deliver higher growth for the coming financial year. Also, Sidwal acquisition has helped us to foray into new product segment of mobile applications of heating, ventilation, air conditioning industry like railways, metros and defense and buses, with immense business opportunity to cater and capitalize on the growth going forward. With this, I open the floor for discussion.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking your question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vineet Pasad from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers.
Thank you, Vineet.
Just wanted to ask specifically for standalone business, the gross margins have contracted close to 160 bips on a YOY basis. Even sequentially, there is a drop of similar quantum. What could this be on account of, given Forex and commodity prices have somewhat cooled off over the past few months?
No, it's primarily because of the product mix. So in quarter one, we have sold more of indoor units where our margins are a little bit squeezed as compared to window and outdoor units. That's the only contributor to this.
Oh, okay, sir. Got it. Is it a case that we have a higher proportion of bought out components in this quarter, which has resulted to this?
Yes, of course. I mean, that is also a contribution factor.
Okay, sir. Secondly, room AC companies have indicated that inventory levels have been pretty low in the channel as well as with the companies. So would that indicate a strong remaining maybe coming 6 months for Amber in that case?
Yeah, we are hoping for a good off-season as well as quarter four, you know, given the circumstances of the inventory, yes, you are right. The inventory levels have bottomed out, and I think nobody is carrying much of inventories. It has been a good season for the industry. Industry has grown by almost 20 to 22%. So that's the case which was in December, November, where people were carrying a lot of inventory. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. And secondary sales and primary sales both have picked up in this quarter. So we expect, yes, it should be going forward positive. But again, you know, this is a seasonal factors play in. Nobody knows whether it will rain in quarter four or not. And given the economic sentiments, how the whole consumerism will play out. But barring these two factors, I think if everything goes well, yes, industry, it should be a good next 6 months.
Okay, sir, perfect. And sir, lastly, can you share your debt numbers on standalone and console basis?
So standalone, we are at 270 crores, and on a console basis, we are at 381 crores.
Okay, sir. Okay, thanks, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj Gori from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the opportunity. So a couple of questions. First, on the subsidiary businesses, can you give the breakup of EBITDA as well? You give the sales number. Can you provide the numbers again, sir?
Yes. So for Amber, we've already told on a standalone basis, you know, we have a sales number of almost 995 crores and EBITDA of close to 98 crores. PICL is 50 crores in revenue and 3.82 crores in EBITDA. Iljin is revenues are 90 crores and EBITDA is 4.75 crores. Ever, we have a revenue base of 89 crores and EBITDA of 3 crores. And Sidwal, we have revenue of 30.5 crore and a number of 8 crores on EBITDA.
Right. So secondly, one question from a very structural point of view, that going forward, if you look at today, most of the players are looking for domestic manufacturing as a long-term solution. In this case, obviously, preference for you would definitely move up. But in the long run, if they are starting or if they are setting up their own assembly lines, so will it impact Amber, like in terms of completely built-in unit sales or IDUs or ODUs, and in this case, the component sales will inch up? So do you see any such kind of scenario, maybe around 3 years or 2 years down the line?
You see, as we talk today also, the outsourcing business is only 35-36% or maybe maximum 50%, 40%. But, you know, most of the companies, they do have their own manufacturing facilities. All of the major players like LG, Daikin, Voltas, Panasonic, Hitachi, they all have their own manufacturing facilities. So Amber is a solution provider. We provide integrated solutions at their doorsteps through our geographical presence of almost 15 plants now, catering to different customers, both in components as well as finished goods category. So I think if any customer of ours, they have assembly line putting up, that's positive for our component business, because they would always need the critical components like PCBs, like motors, heat exchangers, sheet metal, injection molding, which is also our core businesses. So we don't see a traction. Of course, I mean, this shift keeps on happening. It has been happening in the past as well. There has been companies like LG Electronics used to get manufactured many years back, and then they shifted to in-house assembly line. But our components business increased with LG. If I see my business from there and to delay, I have increased my business with LG today. So it will, I mean, for us it is positive, because, you know, if a brand is putting up a facility, that means their core belief in Indian growth story in heating, ventilation, air conditioning business is very core, very, very strong, and they are here for long term. And we, as a geographical spread, the kind of solutions we are offering, it's a very unique buffet of solutions which we offer as a one-stop solution. So important for us is what is our wallet share within that customer? You know, that is what we keep a track on, and that is what we have been working on, and that is what we will keep working on. So as far as our wallet share doesn't move, you know, that's prime importance to us. Whether it doesn't matter where a customer goes inside or outsourcing, I mean, that's not a problem for us.
Right, sir. So one last question. So if you look at now, you are seasonally very strong in Q4 and Q1, and with preference happening for domestic manufacturing, obviously your bigger clients would be given preference when it comes to your utilization rates during this quarter. So is there any possibility, like, your smaller clients might come in with higher orders during non-seasonal period, and your Q2 and Q3 can be relatively stronger now or going forward?
See, Q2 and Q3 all depends on the inventory level markets are keeping, and how the trend is. There's a new trend which has moved up. So online sales is almost about 12% now, in overall basis of complete industry, which was only 3% 2 years back. So that's a big shift which is happening. And, online players, they don't have manufacturing facilities. And yes, you rightly said that if a smaller player wants to buy, yes, but we have to maintain that they also get, deliveries when they require. So for us, the size of a customer doesn't matter. What matters is cost, quality, cost, and delivery, which we definitely keep a track on.
So that's all, sir. We'll get back in the queue for further questions. Thanks a lot and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhumika Nair from IDFC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers.
Thank you.
So as you said, you know, this quarter has been fairly strong. We've seen versus Q4 also an improvement in volumes and revenues. However, the adverse mix towards higher IDUs has impacted relatively the profitability. So from a medium to long-term basis, what is our strategy to increase margins in IDU, or is it that they will remain relatively at a lower level?
No, as the volumes are picking up in IDUs, definitely there will be operating leverage, which will be coming up, as well as the purchase leverage. So we see a positivity moving forward, but we can't quantify the kind of positivity right now. But yes, there should be a trend where if the volumes move up, the margins should increase in IDU as well. And on the other side, I think all other products are going fine. So as I told you that, Bhumika, we are a solution provider. It doesn't matter to us, whether a client is buying indoor units or outdoor units or kits or window ACs or components. Important is the wallet share. So if we track wallet share on the customer, that's a key factor for us.
Sure. And are we able to take, given the hike in customs duty and the rupee movement, etc., and, clients looking to source more indigenously, as you said, are we able to take, see a trend of price hikes happening? Or do you feel customers are still very resistant to that, given that they themselves have not been able to take much of price hikes?
No, see, on a brand basis, we don't, because the strategies of brand playing against the other brands in the market keep on shifting.
Sure.
So, there could be a brand who's starving for market share increase and they get approval from their headquarters to pump in money. They will continue to subsidize it, So that's not how the industry works as far as suppliers like us are concerned. So we have our own bottom line drawn on each and every model, where apart from where we don't take the orders. And it's very critical for us to maintain our bottom line. And we will continue to be focused on that strategy of a bottom line maintenance. But yes, there has been some customers who were earlier totally importing from China. From them, we have been able to get a good price increase.
Okay, fair enough. And sir, given that 1Q has now been very strong for us, given the summers, how are we looking at the year as a whole in terms of volume guidance? And can the macro slowdown have any impact into the later part of the year towards AC demand?
Well, we would not like to give any volume guidance, only guidance which we would like to maintain, which we were maintaining earlier also, that we will certainly endeavor to outnumber industry incrementally. And we don't know how the economic sentiments, given current situation on the economic slowdown, how it converts into consumerism positively or negatively. But given as we have done a good start, a good quarter, so we should be ending in a positive note overall basis. And I believe that I have fair amount of reasons why industry should grow at about 20 to 25%. So this quarter industry has grown in that tune. If mm-hmm. it continues, that's a decent growth which will be there.
Of course. So just lastly, if you can just comment on how working capital has moved on a consolidated basis from what was there at your end and in the first quarter.
So on a consolidated basis, our net working capital days are at 38 days now. Which were earlier for same quarter last year, it was 49 days.
Okay. And also, what is the Ind AS impact on the EBITDA level? There is clearly an increase in depreciation, but on the EBITDA level, what would have been the positive impact?
So, Bhumika, there is no impact on the EBITDA level due to Ind AS 116.
Okay.
There is a depreciation impact of around 39 lakhs only.
Okay. Okay. Great. Great. Thanks, Adir. Okay, sir. Wish you all the very best and thank you very much.
Thank you, Bhumika.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Chetta from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand the debt movement between the two quarters or the three quarters, you know, post the acquisition also. And what is the operating cash flow that you would have generated in quarter one?
Operating cash flow, free cash flow which we have generated is to a tune of 34 crores. And our debt, which stands now consolidated basis 381 crores, wherein term loan is close to about total of 207 crores, and remaining is working capital limits for including all the subsidiaries. Primarily, the debt was taken to fund the Sidwal acquisition, which we did on 2nd May. So earlier to that, our net debt numbers were pretty low.
So if you could just reconcile how much you would have taken for Sidwal and how much so?
So we've taken about 150 crores debt for Sidwal acquisition.
This includes the debt which came along with Sidwal, or this is the acquisition amount only?
This is acquisition amount only.
And any debt got added because of Sidwal?
About 55 crores.
So 205 crore movement is because of Sidwal. And did we add on any debt between the two quarters? So I actually do not have access to quarter four numbers.
In term loan?
Not in term loan.
Okay. So then, you know, you have a reduced working capital days from 49 to 38. So I was just trying to reconcile the operating cash flow number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so is there a question here or?
Yeah, so you have a reduced working capital days, so
yeah.
Your operating cash flow number should be, you know, far higher if, you know, if, yeah.
We are talking of net free cash flow after the capex we have done in the quarter one. So we have.
What is the capex?
We have already done about 24 crore capex. So if we have a net free cash flow of 34, that means 34 plus 24.
Okay, 34 plus 24. This is still lower than your cash profit, sir. Your cash profit for the quarter is 64 plus 20. Okay, I'll take it offline.
Yeah.
My second question is on the peak capacity utilization in the quarter went by, usually your peak quarter. So what would have been the capacity utilization?
So we have added capacities in our Jhajjar plant this time, because earlier we were working on capacity utilization of 75%, and we have delivered 89% jump in the volumes. So we've added now our current as going on basis concern, we are sitting at a capacity utilization of 80%.
In the quarter gone by.
That's right. In the peak month I'm talking of.
Yeah, in the peak month. And lastly, on the customer mix side, if you could give what would be broadly a customer mix?
So we have added a lot of customers. We've added Toshiba. We've added Samsung recently. We've added online players like Flipkart and Amazon Basics, LivePure, Sensui. On the customer metrics basis, our three customers are LG and Panasonic and Voltas.
And they would contribute what percentage?
They would contribute. They are contributing close to about 16 to 17% each.
Okay, 16% each.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, and all the best to you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We would request you to please restrict your question to two at a time. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Naval Seth from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the opportunity and congratulations, sir, on strong numbers. First question is on IDU and ODU mix. So if you can highlight how the trend is currently and what kind of change it can happen post, you know, as the custom duty increase has happened. So I'm just trying to correlate, as you mentioned that operating leverage will kick in as the IDU volume will grow, but in transit, your margins might remain, you know, at the similar levels of 1Q despite of strong volume growth. So if you can share some kind of industry insight, what is the mix in terms of import and domestic procurement for that?
See, our IDU volumes, if I see, I mean, from last quarter versus this quarter, we've grown by almost 100%. We had done about 2,30,000 numbers last year, and this year we have done 4,80,000 of IDUs. ODU window has also moved up this time from 1,40,000 to 1,70,000, and remaining ODUs are almost there's a small growth in ODUs as well. And on the industry trend, if I see, I mean, due to this import custom duty improve, you know, I think IDUs were largely being imported post 27th September 2018, when custom duty increase was you know, announced by Government of India. After that, finished goods stopped coming in, but still there were many players who had released the LCs by that time, so they continued to buy finished goods as they had already released letter of credits. But the main traction we saw was in ODUs as well as in indoor units comparison for the domestic production. And I think this trend will continue, because now the volumes have gone, are increasing. If industry grows by 20-25%, you know, customers who are having more than 1 lakh volumes, they would need a local solutions moving forward, which is positive for our industry.
So as you have seen 100% growth in IDUs, so does that mean the operating leverage benefit, what you did not want to quantify, will start kicking in from this fiscal itself, because you have reached a certain scale with this kind of growth?
Yes, I mean, you know, if this trend continues, definitely there will be a leverage on margin expansion. And, you know, on a consolidated basis, there is already a 150 bips increase on the margins. So we are looking at a complete solutions which we give to a customer, and there will be a definitely increase as the volume goes up.
Okay, and second question is on subsidiaries. You shared 1Q20 numbers on revenue and EBITDA. Can you share that for 1Q19 as well?
Yes, 1Q19. Okay, so Amber was standalone was 602. PICL revenue was 30 crores, which is now at 50. Hilgen was 83 crores. Ever was not there in last Q1 because we had bought the company in September. And Sidwal was not there.
Thank you. I would request Mr. C to come back in queue for follow-up question. We would also request participants to please limit your question to two at a time. The next question is from the line of Mehul Mehta from SBI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for taking my question. This is with regard to Ilgin and Aver. What kind of revenue target? I believe you were guiding for about 700 crores for full year put together.
Yes, we are still maintaining the same.
So still maintain the same. And how has been the margin? You have said, I think in Aver it's about 3 crores EBITDA we have generated.
Yes.
Okay, so that makes it about 3.5%, 3 to 4%. So Ilgin, we have already achieved 5% plus. So how would you guide on margins, sir?
So we are endeavoring in Ever, because we have a large concentration on one customer where we have initiated the process of adding customers there. And not this year. I think by next year you will see a margin expansion in Ever also, because of new products coming in. We have initiated our R&D proceedings for bringing in new products, innovative products, as we have done in Ilgin. And also because of new product lineup, which will come at a better gross margin, you will see positivity in both Ilgin and Ever put together.
Sure. And sir, in terms of working capital, you have said at consolidated level it has come down to 38 days. So
yeah.
Can you share in terms of components of working capital, how debtors days and like, you know, creditors days kind of have moved? Inventory, creditors and debtors?
See, Mehul, stock days has been decreased from 42 to 37 days.
Yeah.
Debtor days has reduced from 52.5 to 51.2 days.
Sure.
And there is an increase in the trade payable days from 46 to 51 days.
Sure. Thank you so much. I'm done.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirav Vasa from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you very much for the opportunity and congratulations for robust set of numbers delivered.
Thank you.
My question is pertaining to the working capital, that working capital trend that you are seeing post these acquisitions going forward. Because our standalone business deals with mainly with the corporates which are there in a product line, but these but Sidwal deals with lot of might be dealing with lot of government agencies, so the working capital there might be skewed. So how well are we prepared to work on stretched working capital?
See, we've already, as I explained you while on a when we had a call during acquisition, this company had a net working capital days of 180 days when we acquired, and within these 3 months. We have been able to, you know, put in a lot of efforts, and now the days have come to 128 days. We are still working on improving the inventory levels which they were keeping earlier, because this was a proprietary company earlier managed by a very small set of team. So now we are, you know, in a process to install ERP solutions, which will give further leverage on inventory capital days. So I think on a long-term basis, within next year or next 2 financial years, we should be able to bring it down to less than about 90-100 days time.
So my second question would be with regards to capex plans for FY20. Any number that you can share on that, and how would you intend to fund it?
You are asking about capex?
Yes.
So capex in total number, we have lined up a capex of 100 crores. Out of which almost 24-25 crore has been done till now. And on a consolidated basis, in the subsidiaries, including the subsidiaries, we are bringing a new products lineup. We have ramped up our R&D capabilities also in all the companies. We are expecting a total consolidated capex of 125 crores.
Thank you. And sir, how do you intend to fund it? Like mainly internal accruals?
Internal accruals, yes. Company has a strong cash flow, so we'll not be raising any debts.
Thank you very much, sir. My queries have been answered.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ronak Arora from AM Fund Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you just repeat the numbers of
Sorry
your...
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Arora. May I request you to speak on the handset mode? We can't hear you well.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Can you come a little closer to the phone if you can?
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Can you give to me the acquisition numbers of, the subsidiary numbers again? The PICS, Elgin and Ever. I may have missed it.
You want revenue breakup?
Yeah, revenue and EBITDA.
Revenue, Ember standalone is 995 crores. PICL is 50 crores. Elgin is 90 crores. Ever is 89. And Sidwal is 30 crores, 30.5.
Okay, and EBITDA?
EBITDA is, Ember is 98, PICL is 3.8, Elgin is 4.75, Ever is 3 crores, and Sidwal is 8 crores.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Vineet Pasad from Investec Capital. Please go ahead. Vineet, your line is in the talk mode. You may go ahead with your question.
My questions have been answered. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hiren Trivedi from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers.
Thanks.
My question is regarding Sidwal, where you've done 30.5 crores in 2 months. So would it be safe to assume that, you know, for the full year, you'll be doing around, say, 140, 150 odd crores for Sidwal?
Sidwal, I mean, it all depends on how the revenue, I mean, how the sales pick up because of coaches being manufactured. Sometimes railway requests to defer the deliveries and sometimes they ask for preponement. But if everything goes well, I think there's no change in the schedule. We have a confirmed order book of almost 185 to 190 crores this year.
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Ranade from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to know whether there is any plan of energy rating change coming up this year and how it would impact us.
No, B is not increasing any table change this year or January, but yes, from maybe next to next year, there will be a change.
Okay. And I just missed the number for the standalone CapEx plan for the year.
100 crores.
100 crores in the standalone. Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Pranav Dethia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations on a good set of numbers. I wanted to know what the Sidwal growth you all are expecting for the coming year, and in general, what is the industry growth for refrigerators? Owing that you mentioned for AC industry, you all are expecting 20 to 22%. What would it be for the refrigerator industry?
So on the Sidwal, we are anticipating a growth of close to about 20%. And on the refrigerator industry, refrigerator industry is growing at a single digit. We expect refrigerator industry to grow in a tune of 8 to 9%.
Okay, thanks. Are you seeing any pain in this industry because of the overall economic slowdown currently?
I think there are mixed views. Some of the brands are complaining for not a pickup, in especially in the TV segment and in other segments of home appliances. Whereas refrigerator and air conditioning industry, everybody is talking of positive numbers.
Got it. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Zarbade from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. It was regarding the debt. While you have clarified that you would not be raising fresh debt for meeting the CAPEX, so I just wanted to, if you could, you know, tell us what kind of debt you could end the year with. Could it be at the same level or there could be significant or some increase?
No, we are looking to reduce our debt from these numbers because we will be generating cash.
Okay.
I think it should end up in a tune of somewhere about 335 to 350 crores.
That's the net debt at the console level, you're saying?
Yes, net debt at a console level. Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thanks for this and all the
thanks.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Mehul Mehta from SBI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity once again. This is with reference to, you said, Sidwal debt, like, you know, it's about 206 crores which we have added put together. 150 crores was the debt on Sidwal and 56 crores additional debt we have taken. Am I right?
Yes, that's right.
So, in that sense, if I look at console debt at FY19 end was about 235 odd crores.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so, have we reduced debt during first quarter despite working capital increase and all that?
I mean, there's been a cash flow increase, you know, so the limit utilizations have been low because of cash flow generation.
So, if I am understanding correctly, 380 minus 235, so 145 crores is the debt we have added during the quarter, despite, like, you know, adding this 206 crores. So, there is net repayment of debt, if I understand it correctly.
Yes, that's right.
So, have you? We have told that networking capital days has reduced in the first quarter.
Yeah, but we have got 75% increase in, like, you know, sales revenue. I'm console level about 89%. So, like, in that also we have to fund. Maybe days have reduced, but what I am indicating is that, like, you know, we have absolute term, like, you know, there has been increase in working capital with this growth, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. But Receivables are also good, and there is no delay in payment from any of the customer in the season. So that is not hitting the cash flow, and that is contributing, that is giving us a benefit of reducing the debt.
Yeah, I got your point. Only I wanted this understanding, sir. Thanks. I'm done.
And, you know, okay, I would like to highlight here that the new customers which we added, they have come at a shorter number of credit days. So, you know, earlier our credit days were almost 90 days, but the new customers have come at 60 days. So that's also contributing.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity. So, just wanted to clarify. Get the information on what is the margin at the PAT level for the subs. ILGIN Ever. What is the PAT margin for the ILGIN Ever PICL and Sidwell, sir, for the quarter?
Amber is 49, and for PICL is 90 lakh rupees positive. Then ILGIN, we have a PAT of 2.8.
Okay.
And Ever, we have a PAT level of 2 crores. And Sidwal Technologies, we have a PAT of 6 crores.
6 crores. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj Gori from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
So, a couple of questions back on the debt side, you said like currently we are at 380 crores at console level, and net debt would be 330 crores. Is this right? At the end of the year or FY20 end?
Yes. We are talking of net debt to be at in the range of 335 to 350 crores.
So there won't be any debt repayment because you would be having some cash on your books.
You see, that will be reduced to a tune of the principal amount EMIs which are there.
Capex.
And on the other side, we are also having a capex planned. So that will be there. And then there's an incremental increase in the business which we are expecting, which will be funded through internal accruals.
So net-net, we won't be reducing our debt from current level. So just want a clarity on this, nothing else.
Yes, I mean, no. See, we will be maintaining the same, whatever cash flows are coming in, they will be utilized for reducing the working capital and also funding the capex requirements. So you don't know how the Q4 will pan out to be because nobody can tell that or predict it. But yes, if everything is in time, in line to what is expected, we should be able to reduce it by some margins.
Right, sir. That's also. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Mehul Mehta from SBI Securities. Please go ahead.
So just one clarification I need. This debt numbers which you have said is net debt or gross debt?
Net debt,
is it? Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us. I hope we have been able to answer to all your queries. And in case you require any further details, you may please contact us or our investor relation advisors, SGA, Strategic Growth Advisors. Thank you. Have a good evening.